Hello?
Hey Lisa, sorry I couldn't take the call. I was with a client.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, we got the call from the other guy there, and
Okay, yeah, what's
we
going
just
on?
weren't in, we were not impressed with him at all, and we just want to cancel.
I feel like I could talk to you more because she, like, I'm the owner of the company, right?
Okay.
And she's like, she's trying to help me because she's my mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she did tell me that yesterday. We talked about that for a while yesterday. I think, here, let me
And
look at,
the guy that you had me on with, you said he's one of your best guys. Well, I don't know, because he just didn't, he wasn't giving me, like, I don't know, just his energy and his voice, like, I just don't, he wasn't selling me on nothing. I was trying to ask him questions. They were just very slow answered and not
Okay.
very specific. And I'm just like really trying to, and like, seemed like I was being too pushy. And I feel like you guys work for me at the end of the day if I'm paying you to do this. You know what I mean?
That's absolutely correct, man. Whatever way you see it, absolutely. You're paying us for a service and our job is to execute that service. So, let me know
And it
what
just
exactly was, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, brother. What's your name?
George.
George. George, tell me what exactly was, that you were not,
Well, I
satisfied
was
with.
just
What was the
asking him
question?
questions, and like, so one of the questions was how long is it going to take to even get onto, the first page of Google? And my mother was under the impression that it was going to be within a month, not like I would have to pay 2 months and then I might get on
No,
at
it's
that
not.
point.
And here,
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna
Like,
shoot you straight, George. So, the
I'm
first
a very
services,
straight shooter. I would say that at the time.
okay. Well, and I appreciate that, man. So, the services, like I told your mom yesterday, that they're gonna be ready to go. The website that we build, the Facebook, the I'm sorry, the Bing, the Apple, the first platforms. Those are ready to go in about 7 to 10 days. Now, Google, because we're one of their premier partners, Google tells us that it can take anywhere from 30 to 45 days for you guys to see the company on the first page. Like I told your mom, as long as you guys have everything in order and everything is set to go, right? Like you guys are an established business, you guys have the business registered. I did see that. Normally it doesn't take that time frame, but because we work directly with Google guidelines, they have to tell you that time frame, right? To give you that expectation. So that way, when you guys are on there a lot sooner, it looks a lot better on us as well. And again, it doesn't normally take that long, George, right? But we have to meet those guidelines with Google because we work directly as premier partners with them. So we have to follow instructions. You see what I'm saying? And
Yeah, you're answering a lot more clear. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it very, very honest with both you and your mom. I mean, it's in very, particular scenarios where we take the entire 45 days. And keep in mind that even 45 days, even if we did take the extended time, which we normally don't, but if we did, we get you on that first page of Google faster than most companies do because there's not many that are premier partners. So let's say you hired a third party, right? Like HomeAdvisor or Thumbtack or 411. I know you guys have worked with some of them before. Those guys will take anywhere from 4 to 5 months to get you guys on that first page of Google because they're not premier partners. But again, normally, like I said, it will not take that long because you guys already have things going. But because we work under the guidelines of Google, I have to tell you that amount of time, because our calls are recorded. And let's say for whatever reason, there's a hiccup or, something happens during the verification process and we do have to take all the 45 days. They'll listen to the call to make sure that we told you that, right? But to be frank with both of you guys, I looked at the company when I talked to your mom. You guys have everything in order. You guys already did the Angie's, if I'm not mistaken. I think she said you guys were with Angie's.
Yeah, we're on Angie's, which Angie's is HomeAdvisor now. They're both,
Right,
you know what I mean?
yeah. Before that, there were Angie's List, right? So
yeah,
they changed their name 3 times in the last 7 years, and I don't know if you guys know why, but that's a whole different story, right? But anyhow, it would not take that long. And again, like I said, even though we're still doing the verification process, George, through that time, we're already going to have listings listed for you guys. It's not like you guys are going to be flying, you know, up dry and high. It doesn't work that way, right? The other listings like
I do understand from what you said already. So the other question I asked was, so we have our own domain already. And, you know, like, we'd like you guys to help us out and set up the website, but we'd like to keep our own domain because we don't want you guys taking away the website when I decide that I don't want to go with you guys anymore. Like,
okay. All right. Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And you know what, George, you're asking actually all the right questions, man. And I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, but if you ever, need a job doing SEO, man, you can always hit us up. You know, I'm only saying that because I don't get too many people that ask the right questions. So, hey, you're right. Most companies will eliminate the website, right, once you leave because they use it as a form of backup to try to keep you to stay with them, right?
Of course,
so
yeah.
When, as premier Google partners, we don't have that luxury. So this is a question your mom did ask yesterday, and I told her, even the GBP, which is the Google business profile that we create. If you guys ever parted ways with, you know, you guys ever, you know, left the company or parted ways with us, that GBP, we will not be able to remove that. That's going to stay on Google. Okay? The other thing, if we build a website.
And that's the website, right?
Yeah, that's the GBP, the Google business profile. The website, if you guys have your own domain, we can definitely put that on Google and use yours. If we did our own and you guys ever parted ways with us, right? If we build a website for GWB Gutter Solutions, if you guys ever parted ways with us, we are required to sell you the domain for $99 for the website.
Right. Okay? But so there's no – what my question was, like I said, I'm a real straight shooter. I'm saying that
okay.
You guys
no.
can use our domain to
Absolutely
build a
Absolutely, we can.
Okay.
Absolutely. We can.
Because we're already paying, what is it, a monthly payment? So we're already on a monthly payment with our domain. I'd rather just keep that and then you guys just build it for me because I don't know how to build it as well as you guys do.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying that. No, you know what? I'm glad that you clarify that for me. So if we use your domain under Google copyrights, and this is nobody, any company, and I'm just shooting you straight, any company that you go to, if you want to use your own domain, they're not allowed to touch that for copyright laws. And then that's not only Google, right? So let's say we use your own domain, we can promote the domain, right? But as far as like adding things to the domain or building into it, we cannot touch your domain for copyright laws because at the end of the day, this is the reality. If we do, excuse me,
but there was definitely a misunderstanding yesterday. That's why
no. She asked me if we can use the domain, and I said it's we could, right? Because the logo that you guys have is actually
saying
pretty
that he can advertise our domain, but he can't touch it.
Yeah, but I asked if they can enhance the domain yesterday, and I thought they said they could work on our domain.
Yeah, we can use like your logo because I told her that the logo was very nice, right? And I'm not holding back on that. I mean, whoever did that for you guys is pretty impressive. Right. So we can definitely use that, right? But as far as us being able to like add pictures to the website or do anything of that nature, there's no way that we're able to do that. Nobody would do that, George, to be straight with you, because they're leaving themselves open to a lawsuit if they do something on there that you don't like, if that makes any sense.
Okay. No, I understand, but at least I need to learn this, and I need to understand these things. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But here, at the
and,
end of
the
day,
other guy
this
was
is,
just kind of like, he's stuttering. He was a lot of spaces in between, a lot of silence, a lot of seemed like he didn't want to answer my questions. There was no energy how you're coming. At least you're answering my questions. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, here,
that's
I'm going to be...
I was like, you know what, dude? I'm just not going to go with you guys, you know? That's
yeah, again,
I'm
sorry for that, man. I definitely should have probably got you someone a little bit more senior. I mean, he is a, pretty good guy. I normally always say, man, these are one of the best guys. I mean, obviously I say that, with our guys.
About everyone,
they,
I bet, you know?
Yeah, they're all good at, in the IT department, man. Sorry that you got someone that probably was just, intimidated by you, or I don't know what happened there, obviously, right? But,
yeah,
the
I
bottom line
lot,
here.
Because I'm just like blunt. I'm blunt with what I'm saying. You know,
that's
what I
good,
mean?
Man.
Some
that's good. And you know what?
Offense,
that's why you'll make a good business owner, man. Sometimes you need to be direct, man. You know, and use, be assertive, you know, and be pretty, direct with what you're referring to. But here's the bottom line, George. I can more than happy refund you guys and give you back the $199. I mean, I cut your mom one hell of a deal for $199, right? And I would like you guys to give Google a shot to see the difference between paying us and paying Angie's List. I mean, it's night and day,
but
right?
I say this too, as a smart man too.
Uh-huh.
I know that I think about why would you cut me a deal. Because I don't know you, and why would you even want to cut me a deal? And
okay,
I'm nobody. So
no, and
I'm automatically questioning why I cut a deal.
Okay. Your mom yesterday advised me that there was financial situation. Again, I don't know, what the case was. And I went back and forth with my director, and she knows that. We were on the phone. And the reason that we cut you guys a deal is not because you're my friend or your mom is my friend or because you like me or I like you. I mean, it has nothing to do with that, brother. It has to do with the fact that as a business, we want you to try our service so you can see that what we offer works. Because once you try it and you like what we do, you're going to stick around for a long time. And that's the bottom line, man. And one of the things that we can do for you guys on Google is make sure that you guys stay busy, right? I'm not discounting Angie's and saying that they're not good, but this company has changed their names in the last seven years, they changed their name 3 times because they have multiple lawsuits pending against them, right? And you guys can look that up, right? For whatever reason it is, I mean, it's all on there. It's all on record, right? And like I told your mom, if she was aware where Angie's got their leads from, I mean, are you aware where Angie gets their leads from, George?
No, I mean, I'm not concerned about that anyway.
Okay.
I mean,
no, I just wanted to let you know that
the
they get
the
their
day,
leads from...
I mean, I've already locked in with them, so, we'll see what happens, I'll cut them off, too, as soon as they, that's just how it is.
Hopefully it works out, brother, but I'm not trying to badmouth them, brother. What I'm trying to tell you is that they get their leads
from
Google.
I've heard so many bad things about them as well. You know, I've heard that sometimes you end up paying more than you end up getting jobs for,
Right,
I don't know anything
right.
about the lawsuits. I mean, that has nothing to do with me because I don't have a lawsuit on me regardless.
Right, absolutely. No, what I'm trying to tell you is that even Angie's, they get their leads from Google. So even they, what they do is that they get the leads from Google, and then they turn around and they sell them over to their clients, right? So like I told your mom, being on Google, what that does, it basically just cuts off the middleman. And like I told your mom, we gave her that pricing, so she can try out Google and look at the difference, right? And
so I got another question now, Mario.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, brother.
So the wait is for getting on the first page of Google, but...
Mm-hmm.
It'll be sooner that we get onto Google in general, correct?
Absolutely. But keep in mind that my job, right, is to have to give you the 30-day period because we have to meet Google guidelines, right? But obviously, yes, I've seen it done in a couple of weeks. I mean, it's just one of these things that because our calls are recorded and monitored and they can always pull them up, I have to make sure that we follow Google guidelines, right? But like I said...
No, hold on. But the question is, I know that you have to give me the certain guidelines for getting on the front page, but what about just getting onto Google in general, just having a Google profile? How long is that going to take?
you can, if you want to, if you want to get on Google, to just get on Google, I mean, you can get on Google and it can take, you know, a week, a few days, but it's not, it doesn't make any sense to do that, George, because Google is going to throw you into the fifth, fourth page of their listings. Okay. What you're paying that $199 for is so you guys can appear as one of the top recommended companies on the first page, if that makes sense.
Well, no, I understand that, but I was just asking that. So if I, so say I couldn't pay you next month, you know what I mean? I'm still.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay. I wasn't understanding.
And then say, oh, say the next month after that, I can pay you, but I'm still on Google. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So let's
so
say
I'm
that.
Halfway through the process then.
Right. So let's say that, you don't, you know, you stop paying the service. What you would stop paying is for us to keep the promotion where you guys pop up on the first page, because then you would lose the position on that first page. The minute that you start paying our company again, we list you back on that first page. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. But I'm saying, what if I, so what if I didn't reach the first page yet by the end of the month? I'll still have a Google profile by the end of the month, right? That's a guarantee?
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. So now I understand what you're saying. Yes, your answer is yes.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's how you gotta ask questions, Mama. No, but
it's funny because yesterday, you know, I talked to your mom and she says, "Yeah, I'm helping out my son." And now that I talked to you, Lisa, I don't think he needed any help.
Yeah. No, but so. All right, let me make sure I'm asked all the questions here. Oh, yeah, what do you guys, I asked them, what do you guys do for Facebook? And I didn't really get a good answer there either. What do you guys do for me on Facebook? That's what, like, what is everything that's included? Like, go over with everything that's included that you went over with my mom. I want to hear it for myself. Because I interpret it different than how she interpreted sometimes, you know? So I want to hear from you where everything
is included. So the Facebook, on the service that you guys currently have, I mean, you know, you guys can always build a Facebook, page. We do work side by side with Facebook, but here's the ones that, you know, that really, count, that we really work with, that I think that would make a difference is, we work with Bing, right? I'm sure you're familiar with Bing, B-I-N-G.
Yeah.
They're
who goes on Bing anymore?
Well, believe it or not, man, it's still pretty active, right? So it's a sister site to Google. So we would list you there too. We would also list you through Yelp. Are you guys familiar with Yelp?
Yes, for sure. Yes. I was trying to get on there too.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people have a little hard time doing it. I mean, we do that for people on our back end. So we will also list you on Yelp. Yelp is included, right?
Nice.
So we will list you on Yelp. We will also
and that stays. When I just want to clarify, that stays once if I didn't.
Absolutely.
Like, it stays
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I see exactly, and I'm glad you're asking the right questions. And then lastly, we promote you on the Apple site. So we will also promote you through Apple, right? And that's for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches. We will also list you through Apple. Now, if you guys wanted to be listed on the Better Business Bureau, I don't know if you guys are ready just for that because you guys are still newer. We can also
what is
also,
that?
The Better
so
Business Bureau.
What is that and why wouldn't I be ready? That's what that's
okay.
A question.
Well, the
that.
Better Business Bureau is usually when people go on there and they want to rate the company or they have, well, for the most part, people go on there if they have a complaint about the company, if they have something to say that went wrong, they can list you through the Better Business Bureau. I mean, it's not something that we offer off the bat, but there's companies that want to be on the BBB, which is the Better Business Bureau. So as a courtesy, we can also list you guys on there. Normally, it's companies that have been in business for over 5 years, just so you know. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying that, right? So we can also list you. Go ahead.
Like, why would I want to be listed on there? Like, is it a good way to be like put out?
Well,
there? Like,
it, I mean, look, I'm gonna shoot you straight. I'm gonna shoot you straight, George. You're a gutter company. Normally, companies listed on the Better Business Bureau as like, you know, locksmiths providers, companies that, you know, have to have accreditations. Like when you do locksmiths, since you're opening houses and cars, you have to have special accreditations. So people
right.
look you up on the Better Business Bureau just to make sure that everything's 100% legitimate. So, I mean,
okay.
like I said, it's not something that you guys really need at all, but like I said, it's just something that, you
right.
know, if for every reason you wanted it, we can put you on there. And you can Google it and look it up. Hey, is it worth being on the Better Business Bureau? And if you want it, you know, I'll throw that in there at no additional charge.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to throw it in there at no additional charge, I definitely might as well take it, you know.
Not for another 5 years, though.
No,
yeah,
no,
mean,
no, no. Keep in mind, Lisa, like I discussed with you, the service is month to month, okay? There's no contract involved, right? Like I told you yesterday, you try out the service for as long as you want. As long as it works, then you keep paying it. That's how it should be with anything, right?
No, he's saying
you
that
know.
Businesses on there are businesses that people have to check if they have the right certifications. There's no certification
correct.
To put up guns.
Correct.
But it still will be on there. I mean,
so you guys will be listed. So even when somebody asks, it looks really good on the company, you know, to say that, hey, we're registered with the Better Business Bureau, you know, and,
yeah.
and people are like, oh, okay, this is a real, you know, super legit company, you know,
yeah.
Because not everyone registers with the BBB.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So you guys, I was asking them too, like you said, you guys make Facebook ads, and I was asking them, like, what do you guys do? Do you guys make reels?
No, you know what? On the service that you guys have, it's just, you know, assisting you on building a profile, for the business side of Facebook. But I'm going to be frank with you and your mom, man. I would concentrate more, you know, on being on Google. I mean, that's real the golden ticket. I mean, all these other platforms that we work with, they do work, right? I mean, and they do bring in clients, but what's, you know, what you really want to do is, you know, come up on Google as one of the top recommended companies. I mean, that's where the real work is at, right? That's what's going to keep
for
you guys
sure.
busy, you know? So
Facebook's pretty good too, I've heard though.
It does okay. Like I said, I can definitely assist you, you know, and I'll do it myself, you know, when I get time. You know, later tomorrow, actually, I'm supposed to be off the clock already, but it's all right. I will assist you on creating a profile for the business end of it. And that actually works pretty good as well. You're right. It is something that you want to do because it does work pretty well, you know, to do a business.
So I've already made a business profile,
on
Facebook, but I don't like, So, I mean, I've already made it, but, there's not much
are you putting yourself on the marketplace as well or not?
So no, I don't know how to do that stuff too, you know, like that's,
don't worry, brother. We'll help you with that. Not a big deal, man.
That's what I'm saying. So like that's perfect. But I have pictures too. But I'm not good at making those videos as well. I mean,
What I would do, honestly, I don't know, you know, under that $199, like I told your mom, we can include the website that we would build, or we can use your domain and promote your website on the first page of Google. Whatever it is that you want us to do. The only thing that we're not authorized to do is to make changes on the website. Because that
yeah,
means
we probably
that,
just, we're going to go with our domain because my cousin also is she knows how to make websites and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I don't know. Like I told your mom, that logo they made for you, that's pretty nice, man.
Well, I'm
in
another group on Facebook, and this kid makes logos for a bunch of construction companies. So I paid him like $60 for that logo.
Hey, man, he cut you a deal. I'll tell you that much.
For sure, yeah. Because I kept changing it on him too. I said, I want this, and he kept doing it until I was happy. So, you guys work with logo places?
No. We don't. I mean, you have your own. I mean, we can use that. You know, if we were going
to
use our domain.
To you guys, if
oh, I see.
Give a shout out to you guys if you guys work with logo company.
Oh, I see. No, no, no.
But,
you know, we have our IT guys. So, you know, bottom line, George, I mean, I'm just going to shoot you straight, brother. I mean, I would, you know, I would suggest personally, like I said, it doesn't affect me whatsoever to shoot you guys back that $199. I don't think it's worth it, but I mean, I will do whatever you guys want me to do. But I would say give Google a shot, you know, see how many jobs you guys land being on the platform, and then make a decision after that. Again, I'm sorry that you guys spoke to a representative that was not to your pleasure or to your satisfaction. I will make sure that we get an agent who has seniority, and, you know, that's, you know, been around for a while. I know Manuel has been with us for about 4 or 5 months. And, you know, I'll definitely make sure I get someone that's been with us for 4 or 5 years.
I think I know. You actually, I think, so I know a guy that has his own company too, and he's in my city. And I think he goes with you guys too.
Oh, okay.
Phone line gutters.
Yeah, I would have to go in through a whole different system to try to find that information right now to see, you know,
okay.
But yeah, but no, I mean,
I think you
again,
did tell me Local Flash, he goes with you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our company's been around for 20 years, so you're probably not wrong, George.
Nice. Well, yeah, I mean, I just want somebody that's more like, I don't know. It just, he seems
just,
dull.
Just
be
on.
Don't need anybody advertising me that's dull. You know,
right,
like.
Right, right. And you know
like,
what?
If I'm looking for an advertiser, I'm looking for somebody who's upbeat and like kind
right,
of
right.
energy and
mm-hmm.
makes me feel like confident about going with them, you know? Like.
Right, right. Well, let me tell you and your mom something, man. Please do not interpret our company on that experience you have with Manuel. I will tell you this, that I will reach out to his department supervisors and have them review the call that you're referring to. Cause keep in mind, when we're working with Google services, all of our calls are always monitored. So they will pull it up and address it appropriately, right? Because again, we want to make sure that the reputation of the company stays the way it is, which is very good.
For sure. And don't get me wrong though, like he wasn't a bad dude. You know what I mean?
No, right. No, but I hear what you're saying. You just
the
need,
energy I was,
you need
yeah.
a straight shooter, man. That's all you're looking for. You know,
sure.
someone to be straight up with you guys. So this is what I'll do. That department where Manuel called you from, I mean, they're gone for the day. So I will schedule this for tomorrow. What time tomorrow? Are we speaking with you now, George, or do we still have to speak with your mom?
So the thing is, I still work a job right now.
Okay.
Because
it's
I'm not
okay.
getting any job, so.
It's okay. I can give you a call whenever you're free.
So I'm just, so I, obviously I do gutters. So I
right.
just don't know when I would get out. I hope I can get out by 6 tomorrow so we can schedule for 6. If
all right, hold
case,
on.
My mom will tell you that we have to reschedule, you know.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look at the calendar and see if we have that day available. Hold on. Give me a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you are just in luck. So I have one last appointment at 6 p.m. So I will schedule you in for tomorrow, 6 p.m. Does that work?
That works.
Okay, perfect. And you know what? The reason that I want to, you know, make sure they speak with you because obviously, I mean, if I was a technician, brother, believe me, I would love to do all the back-end work and take it from here. But, you know, these guys, obviously, they're trained and they know a lot more when it comes to like content and all the back end work than I do. I mean, I, you know, unfortunately I'm not, I don't want to say as smart as them, but I, when it comes to the computer end of things, they definitely can outrun me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You're a salesman.
Yeah, there you go. my job is to say, hey man, give us a shot, try us out, you know, and I appreciate
yeah.
your mom for doing that, man. Believe me, you know, but I don't want you guys to think for one second that, you know, we're into any funny business or that I try to, you know, pull your leg or BS you in any type of way, man. We want to keep things very straight. and, you know, work together hopefully on the long run. So what I'll do, I did this already. I put you in for 6 p.m. tomorrow, so just do me a favor. Do you have a cell phone number, George, or do you want me to call the 603?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your number?
603-557-7876.
7876. Okay. 603-557-7876. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, George, you'll get a call tomorrow.
No, you gotta call my mom though, because I might be working.
Oh, in case you're working. Gotcha. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, but me and her are in it together, but I make the final decision type thing. You know what I mean?
She did tell me that yesterday. She did not tell me you make the final decision, but she did say she was the one.
Well, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth now.
Okay, all right. But she was very pleasant to speak to. I'll tell you that much, man. And I can tell you that
the
she
best
does.
In the world.
You know what? I don't have my mother anymore, George. I lost my mom about 10 years ago to a car wreck. And,
that is sad, man.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. But she was, I mean, I can tell you that she was the best that I mean, when it comes, I guess we all say that about our moms, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But I can tell you that she was just, God, I mean, you know, only he knows why things happen, man. You know, you get baffled and you don't understand. And I can tell you this much, man. Just, I wish I would just enjoy her a lot more, brother. So that's the only advice I can give you, man. You know, despite of this whole Google stuff and this whole business stuff, family always comes first, brother. So, you know, you take care of Lisa and enjoy her, man, because
for
in
sure.
One blink of an eye, man, you know, I got a phone call one day, and when I heard what happened, it was just like, you know, you're like, wait a minute, what? You know, like, I was just with you 2 hours ago. What are you talking about, you know?
That's devastating, man.
It is, brother. But again,
I'm so sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, don't worry, George. You know, I'm not, you know, it's been 10 years, man. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's always going to be there, but it does get a lot easier, you know, especially that I'm a Christian guy, man. So, you know, you come to an understanding of why things, you know, happen the way they do. But anyhow, man, I'm not trying to give you guys a sad story here.
No, it's
but,
okay, though, man. I guess, yeah.
You know,
I,
but again.
That's tough, man.
No, it is, brother. Well, thank both of you guys. I appreciate you guys not canceling and giving us a shot. Thank you, too, Lisa. I will give you a call, Lisa, tomorrow at 6:03, and hopefully George is there to make sure he yells at us. So I will I will give you guys a ring tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a blessed day. All right, bye-bye now.